They're classics.
He's looking at you, kid.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I could have been a contender.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Show me the money.
You talking to me?
I'll have what she's having.
I never thought I had to fight in my own house.
Long live the king.
Here's Johnny.
I am the father.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Why so serious?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
But what happens when these movies are so much a part of our culture that you don't, you know, ever really get around to seeing them? Friends make fun of you. Endings are spoiled. You know that you don't put baby in a corner. But, I mean, why? In today's installment of Movies You Missed, we're joined by Rachel Copeland. She's 25 years old and works for NASA, and she has never seen one of the greatest coming-of-age films of all time, John Hughes, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Rachel Copeland joins us from the studios of KUHF in Houston. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You've seen the movie for us. Thank you very much. How would you summarize what this film's about?
All I knew about the movie before seeing it was that this kid plays hooky and that a car was driven through a glass window. That's all I knew.
Well, those are two important plot points. Maybe we should explain. Ferris feigns illness to essentially take the day off from school with his best friend Cameron and his girlfriend, and they go into Chicago's Loop and have just a fabulous time and get back just in time. Spoiler alert. Go ahead.
So really, I see it in two different ways. One was it being very grandiose, right? He has all the things figured out for how to be just sick enough for his parents to leave him alone, but not so sick that they take him to the doctor.
You mean Ferris, yeah.
Yes, Ferris. The other part of the movie, which really stuck with me, was when Cameron, who is Ferris's best friend, kind of realizes that his parents aren't quite all that he thought they were. And I think that's really the coming of age part of this story, is when he realizes that his father is very unloving and abrasive. And to me, the story is more about Ferris helping Cameron move past that and accept that he has his own identity.
Mm. John Hughes, we'll note, a little bit of history, wrote this screenplay in 10 days. Said it was a love letter to his city, Chicago. Ferris's biggest line.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Did you go, oh?
I do. I think I'm 25, so I'm, you know, getting out of the college phase and moving towards my 30s. So I think when I watched the movie, I had the thought in my mind, like, what does it feel like to just take off work one day, play hooky, call in sick? And now I'm doing this publicly, so my boss would know. But I think there are so many more consequences when you play hooky as an adult, but the urge to do so never goes away. Even driving here to the studio, I saw an airplane fly over, and I thought, oh, how cool would it be to just hop on a plane going anywhere and just spend a day in Chicago or New York City?
Yeah, you're right. You know what line from Ferris Bueller I've been thinking about in recent days? Ferris says at one point, isms are not good. A person should not believe in isms.
I really liked that. I think, especially today, there's a lot that we can do to just kind of step back from culture. As a millennial especially, we get so inundated with social media and news. And sometimes it's good to step back and say, maybe question the isms sometimes.
We've been asking listeners to take a look at a classic movie they've missed and tweet us their 140 character reviews. What's your tweet review of Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ferris Bueller is a film about coming of age that really supersedes generational lines.
Rachel Copeland is a contract specialist at NASA, and she lives in Houston, and she's just reviewed a movie for National Public Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.